morning, church. This is some of the fruit of what Miracle Life Family Church is experiencing from God. This is Merge and Impact Worship Team, and we're about to sing a song that was specially written for the anniversary, written by one of our leaders, our worship leaders, who's Josh. He's a young adult worship leader, and he came from Impact Youth, but this is what God's doing already in our hearts and in our lives. The young people are rising up, and this is the generation that's going to take over and continue with the vision that we have. Amen.
Yeah. we've asked them to stay for just a minute. Before I get to them, everything you've seen so far, we have had nothing to do with it. We've got a creative team at this church that's pulled this together, along with decorations and worship team and just so much stuff, and I'm just overwhelmed. Can we just give them a hand real quick? God is so good. And this truly is a product of what's been happening over the last 20 years. I don't know if y'all have picked up on this, but these are departments, and it's not all of them, but it's departments represented at this church. And that was beautiful, too, with both the beginning and the end. So thank you guys, too, for participating and prayer, and thank you, thank you. Y'all can go. Thank you so very much. And that song, too, Josh, thank you for being obedient and for giving your gift. Giving your gift, amen? When people give their gift to the body of Christ, things happen. And many of you are gifted in here. Give it. Give your gift. Give your gift. Amen. It makes the whole body of Christ a better place. Amen. Amen. Okay. So thank you all for that. Thanks again for all the hard work of our staff and all these teams. I've said some of this already. Hope you all are enjoying the celebration so far. I know that I am. We don't have a sermon today. Walker and I are just going to kind of share some thoughts with you guys and some stuff that God's put in our heart. And so it's going to be shorter today, too, because we want y'all to spend some time with each other and spend some time outside in the tent to see what God's done over the years. And so thank you for showing up today. I believe God's going to bless Amen. Each and every one of you.
So we want to look and really say thanks. And first of all, the right person to thank for all of Miracle Life is God. He is the one who initiated and created and birthed this place. And so it is of Him. And so Psalm 105:1 says, "Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim His greatness. Let the whole world know what He has done." Amen. I'm reminded of when we were at the old church and we gave a whole bunch of money to Samaritan's Purse to help people that had been devastated in the nation of Haiti. The BBC World Radio heard about it, and Miracle Life and our love and our giving was spoken of literally around the world, what the Lord has done. Psalm 107, verse 8, "Let them praise the Lord for His great love, for the wonderful things He has done for them."
Amen. Amen. God is the one that planned and caused Miracle Life to come into being. No one else but Him. Yeah. He did that. He put it in the heart of David and Cheryl Newberry, and He said, go plant a church in that nation. We're going to share some of that in just a minute. But again, it just in this building, and it's not about a building, I want you to look at the people around you. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He just mentioned something about the Oasis. I also remember when we bought this piece of land and we gave a challenge to the church of 3 months for $150,000. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
3 months to raise $150,000. And I remember the day also that we tore up the, I don't know what that thing's called.
What we owed for this?
Yeah, building. And we burned it.
Yeah.
We burned it. And everybody in the church was dancing because it was the start of what God wanted to do here on this property and with each of you. So from May of 1998 to May of 2018, 20 years, look what the Lord has done. And we can forever thank God for this wonderful, great church that He brought here for this nation,
yep.
that He did.
So we must thank God and we must honor Him and praise Him. But I don't know if when reading the Bible and just kind of reading a history book, when God does things on the earth, He only does them one way, and He has no backup plan, and He never does them any other way except through His covenant partner called people. People. Humans are His earthly agents. And so we express Him, and we do His will. And when we don't, He doesn't act on the earth. And so there are literally thousands and thousands of people today that we can also say thank you that God has used in the last 20 years of Miracle Life. And so we are very, very thankful to people. And as we were thinking about this, literally just hundreds of names came to our mind. And so we're not going to list any of them because we're going to forget many of them. But as kind of far as some of the categories of people, there are some people who helped Miracle Life become what it is. They are in heaven today. Some of them, I stood over their caskets. I said goodbye to them. And they are among the great cloud of witnesses that are cheering us on. And as they're cheering us on today, I don't think they really care what we wore to church. I've got this cool t-shirt, you know, from the youth. But they do cheer us on in our spiritual decisions that we make on the earth as we do the will of God. And so we're very, very thankful to people who aren't here today because they're in heaven. We're very thankful to other people who are not here today because they're not in Lusaka anymore. They're in other parts of Zambia. They're in other parts of the world. We truly, truly have an MLFC diaspora that is outside of Lusaka. And they made huge, huge contributions. Again, I don't want to mention any names because it's... But incredible people that shared vision and heart and love and sacrifice and money and service. And then there's some incredible people that are not here today, but they are in Lusaka. They're in other churches. God placed them other places. And, while they're not here, they're awesome. And they made contributions. And so we honor their life today as well. So we are thankful for the people and the contributions that have been made. And so thank you to everyone here. Tell your neighbor, you made it. All right, so you're not in the UK or Canada, but you're still here. And so thank you to your contributions. And when we look at the faces out here, some have been monumental. Some in this room, honestly, without your contribution, Miracle Life wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for you. And you know who you are. So thank you for your love, your care, your sacrifice, your work, and your giving that brought Miracle Life to 20 years today. Amen.
We are going to share one dear friend with you, and it's the founding pastor of this church, Pastor David Newberry. Unfortunately, his wife passed away. It's part of why we're even here now. But he's going to speak to us from the screen in just a second.
I'm Dr. David A. Newberry. I came to Africa in 1972. We traveled in and out and around Zambia holding crusades. And after a period of time, I knew that God started speaking to me about pastoring. I had to go out the next day to the airport to see some people off. While I'm out there, I see a man named Mbita Kabalika. And he said, when I saw you at the airport, God spoke to me and told me that I need to meet with you. And he said, I'm here this morning to tell you that God orchestrated this meeting. And he said, when I had the meeting this morning, he said, at 5 o'clock, God got me up. I prayed for 1 hour. And as I was praying, God told me, you're fixing to start Miracle Life Family Church. So I'd been listening to some of the songs of Hillsong. And Brian Houston wrote a little captivation talking about his vision of Hillsong and the church out in Australia. He's talking about a church that's going to grow so quickly that you can't keep up with it. And it's going to be a church so large that the nation can't ignore it. And I knew from the very beginning that was what he wrote on the back of that little CD. That's the kind of church we're going to have. It's going to grow to the place that the nation cannot contain it. And so I always believed that this church was not just going to reach 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. I knew from the very beginning in my heart that this church had the potential of reaching over 10,000 people.
I just love Miracle Life because Miracle Life has really taught me a lot when it comes to the Word. They speak about the truth, their values are good. And they're a church that cares about not only the members, but its people and the nation as a whole.
I've been a member of the church for almost 16 years. I love this church because it's a place where the word is taught, nothing less and nothing more. And it's also a place where the lost are saved and believers are matured in the knowledge of God.
The way I came to Miracle Life, it was through my kids. They love the Sunday school here. And through that, I've seen how they've developed and now they are in Impact, some of them. And that has really helped me because I finally joined Miracle Life and I'm enjoying myself.
I've been coming to Miracle Life for about 3 years, just over 3 years. I enjoy coming here, I enjoy the teaching. I'm also part of a connection group, which is great.
I've been coming to Miracle Life Family Church now since 2016. It is a wonderful place to be. Every Sunday is like a wonderful day to listen to the Word of God, and it has blessed me coming to this church.
I have been at Miracle Life for a couple of years now. It's been a great experience and been a great place to grow from.
I just want to wish everyone a happy 20th anniversary.
A happy 20th anniversary.
Happy 20th birthday, Miracle Life Family Church. We are blessed.
Happy 20th anniversary. God bless you.
Happy 20th anniversary.
And may God bless us for many more years.
So when Pastor Newberry began to start this church with his wife, what had happened was decades before, actually, he had had a vision with another person while they were praying. And it's what we sang about during the offering, about a light. And there was a light that was coming from Southern Africa. And when they drew it on a serviette and made the center of it, it was Lusaka. That was 1982. I was backslidden. In 1982. Some of you, we don't want to talk about what we were doing in 1982. But God foresaw what He wanted to do in this place. And so this church is truly, truly a God place and a God deal. And so that light was going to the north and the south and the east and the west. And so Miracle Life has a calling and has and always will to bless and to produce, and there'll be fruit that touches the lives of other people. And so today really is also to say, you know, again, look what God has done.
Amen. Amen. So in this church alone, this building, so not even the Oasis, because we've got statistics from here, 6,500 salvations have taken place in this building alone.
Yeah.
Amen. It's good news. Yep. One of our favorite things to do as a church as well is we love blessing other churches and other ministries. And we've helped so many churches and ministries through seminars, through some trainings, through one-on-one meeting with different pastors from different ministries and churches to help them as well to grow in all that they're doing and to equip them. Through Rhema, we've graduated. I don't know where Irene is. I didn't get that. No. But how many overall?
Four.
I don't know. Irene, are you in here? How many have we graduated overall? 498 students from Rhema who are out there doing some wonderful things. Many from right in here. We've given a lot of money away. We've given to missionaries outside of Zambia. We've given to projects within Zambia. We have given money when there's been crisis around the world, when Katrina happened in different places like that. And we love doing that. And that's you. That's you, the body of Christ, who have done that and been a blessing because of Miracle Life Family Church. Mm-hmm. All right? Many people that have been broken, and I'm even one of them, got a lot of help here at Miracle Life.
Amen.
A lot of help here. How many of you have been helped by coming here to Miracle Life? Amen. 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 That's what we are about. Lives have been changed through this church and beyond. And beyond.
And so at Miracle Life, transformed people transform the world. And they touch the lives of other people. And so God has given us an incredible campus, this 20 acres. Those of you who remember when it was just a dirt road, and it was like the surface of the moon to get here. And God provided this land and, just testimonies and sleepless nights.
Can I interrupt you real quick?
One giant set of miracles.
I'm going to call Steve Shoup out. This dirt road with the big craters in it. Steve Shoup told us on one point along the path of this, he said, every time you drive down that road, you call it paved in Jesus' name. Every time you drive down that road, you call it paved in Jesus' name. And it got paved. Yeah. It got paved. So thank you, Shoup. Thanks for that.
We've often said we are so thankful that the Newberrys put miracle in the name of the church because we need them consistently. This land, it was in court at a time, and God helped that happen. And so anything, there's just been one series of God helping events during our history. And so there also have been changes. And so anything that grows changes. And so the Newberrys were here and did a fantastic job, but they realized that they needed to go, and it was their time to move on, and God has totally blessed them in their new season. About 6 years ago, we did a wonderful 10-year strategic plan, and we're right in the middle of that. And a lot of things you hear and see are because of what the Holy Spirit said and used an incredible team here because of that. But that means that there are changes. All right. So obviously we're in a new place. We can't even look at the old building. It's gone. It was destroyed. But also new ways of getting the job done. And so God's mission never changes. But Jesus didn't use loudspeakers, but we do. And so there are different methods and techniques that the church will continue to try to figure out to say, how can we do the mission that God... One of the biggest ones was connection groups, that as the church grew, how do I know people and how do I stay connected to people? And that can't happen on a Sunday. It used to, but it can't anymore. Well, as I was shaking hands and meeting people today, and people are in groups, and if you're not, get in one, because that's where life and community and love happens at Miracle Life.
Amen. So as we look ahead, Walker just said this, the mission statement stays the same. Mm-hmm. That will always stay the same. Can we say it together? Sharing Christ, maturing believers, changing the world. That's not going to change. It's what God asked us to do here. And then we have values that we uphold here at Miracle Life Family Church. And we have a vision. And you heard that as we opened service today. Those of you who are late, so sorry. It was a beautiful, beautiful thing on the screen. We have a vision, and we're going to continue walking towards that vision. But it will require adjustments. That one does. The way things are done sometimes change. As the church grows larger, new systems and structures have to be put in place to uphold that. So we will always be adjusting, and that's uncomfortable for some people, but get used to it. We are a church who will change and change and change. Because as things grow, we do change. We must change. And there's a great example of this in Acts, of a growing church and how they responded. Acts 6, 1 through 7. But as the believers rapidly multiplied, there were rumblings of discontent. Can I say that again? As the church grows, back then the rumblings were happening. Let's don't do that. Hey, if you're guilty, deal with it. All right? But as the believers rapidly multiplied, there were rumblings of discontent. The Greek-speaking believers complained about the Hebrew-speaking believers, saying that their widows were being discriminated against in the daily distribution of the food. So the 12 called a meeting of all the believers.
International churches are messy.
Yes, they are. They said, "We apostles should spend our time teaching the word of God, not running a food program. And so, brothers, select 7 men who are well respected and are full of spirit and wisdom. We will give them this responsibility. Then we apostles can spend our time in prayer and teaching the word." Everyone liked this idea, and they chose the following: Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit; Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas, and Nicholas of Antioch, an earlier convert to the Jewish faith. These 7 were presented to the apostles, who prayed for them as they laid their hands on them. So God's message continued to spread. The number of believers greatly increased in Jerusalem, and many of the Jewish priests were converted too.
Amen. So there was a change of structure in order to do God's mission. And so God's blessing will always cause us to outgrow the previous structure. It's just a biblical pattern. And so, again, we were in the Oasis, and we were there. We're here, and there's a wonderful auditorium. We've got these metal sheds for our kids to be in, and Rhema. The strategic plan is happening. There's been new growth, not only in the number of people that we reach, but truly, truly in the maturity as we come up higher. Some of you, it's a blessing to know where you came from and where you are now. It's an amazing thing. When we moved here, it was a time of great trial, tribulation, attack, financial issues. And so anyway, thank God 2010 is back there. All right. But God has got us through. And so now really we enter in kind of a new phase as we go into the next decade of ministry. One of the things that has happened at Miracle Life is that as we have really focused on children and youth and young people, people have said yes, and people are bringing friends. And so what the structure that we had, just like in Acts, it doesn't work anymore. And so the kids that are in these rooms have outgrown them actually years ago. And so we really didn't want to do something about that until we paid off this building, but we did, all right? And so there are going to be some things that are going to be happening in the future. Come back next week, all right? But here's a quick glimpse and a preview of some of the things that are going to be coming.
So that is just a little teaser of what's coming. We just showed you a little bit. We actually met with a group of people yesterday regarding the building project that's about to come. But really, you guys, it's not about a project. It's about the other side of the project. Mm-hmm. All right? And so, again, come back next week. We've got another big Sunday again next week. Yeah. So come back, and we're going to share more of that with you. We cannot stay where we are. We can't stay here. Never get comfortable with the present. Never stay comfortable, because God wants you to keep growing, all right? Both on the inside, on the outside, and what He wants to do in this world. Okay, so if we stay in the present, you're never going to become all that God asked you to be, all right? So let's keep looking forward. And Acts 6, again, is the story of that change. It's that story. And so we are about to change again. You are about to change again. This entire church, corporately, we're going to change again. Do things at higher levels, all right? And we're going to help reach this nation. Amen?
Amen. Amen. So in Acts chapter 6, it was a story of change, of rearranging, of reassigning. Some of you were here a few weeks ago when we, and Pastor William and Clara, and there's a new assignment on their life. And in fact, this was kind of ironic, Pastor William is in Kenya today. Clara is here. But Pastor William's in Kenya this morning, and he sent a text because he and Clara are entering into a new phase of ministry. But he says, to the senior pastors and pastoral team, to all the church family, wish you happy 20th anniversary. May many successes for years ahead. I'll be ministering at New Hope Outreach Church in Nairobi and then proceed to another town in Rhema for an assignment. May the Lord bless you all. So, it's sad that he's not here today. Yes, but he's obeying the Lord. And he has taken the light. How many of you can't just keep a light in one room? And so there are those things that are going to continue to happen. In Acts chapter 6, there were seven new people that were raised up to do things. Two of them, one became an evangelist. Stephen became an evangelist and a martyr. And so there are going to be, there will constantly be restructuring. And then one day, it's sooner than later, we're going to say, see ya. Bye-bye. And we're going to go see our grandkids that will one day be there. Hello, Jess.
Yeah, our daughter is here today, by the way. Jess, stand up. Just stand up. Yay. Welcome home. Great timing for her to be with us today.
There are no grandkids yet. Okay. So, but what we see in Acts is there's change of seats and change of assignments. And so others are raised up. Some are sent out. And we've had people from this church, Dr. Chipepo that's in Chisamba, Ruben and Doreen that were in Tanzania, and now they're back, but they're reaching the whole of Africa. Pastor Steve Shoup that was here, and now he's gone. And many, many others who God has raised up here, but he sent them for other purposes.
I met with a young man this week. He's a Rhema graduate, member of our church, and he has spent some time in Europe where his family had worked, but he's Zambian. And I met with him this week, and he came and told me about what God's put on his heart about going back to Europe and doing some more studies there and hooking up this church that God showed him to get into that church and help them with what he learned from here. Help them grow in that church. And so again, God does. He sends people out to other places. So get ready for that. That might be you.
Yeah.
Might be you. All right. So again, as we've said, some things stay the same. Other things change. And our theology is also going to always stay the same here too. But how we accomplish things will change. We can't emphasize that enough to you. That get ready for change. Don't be in love with the system. Don't get stuck on certain things. Things will change. I remember when we started connection groups so many, many years ago, it took a long time for people to buy into them and then buy into the way they were doing. And then we threw a wrench in the thing and we said, okay, we're going to do them differently now. And that took some adjusting for some people. But I think they're better today than they've ever been. They've multiplied greater in this past year than they've ever multiplied. And we're hearing story after story of people whose lives have been touched through the connection group. Through connection groups. So things will continue to change as we look for new methods to do the mission.
Yeah. And so early in our days, we had a pastor, and he could come to your house and have supper and go to your birthday party. And that was awesome. Etta, where's Etta? Pastor Newberry would come to your house, right? And he'd never leave, right? But that's not possible anymore. And sometimes we do, we miss the past. And so it was fun back then. But the reason we change is to reach people and to extend and expand so that we can touch more lives. And so today, even at church, we've got an executive director and an administrator and people that help in HR and lots of changes that didn't used to be that way. Well, we're going to keep refining and hopefully keep getting things better and better. Now, here's the thing. I don't know about you. Whenever there's change, we tend to get nervous. It's just human nature. Everywhere around the world, we get nervous. And the other thing is when change is happening because of growth, that gets the devil's attention. Satan doesn't like growing churches. And so he is not at all happy with the vision that's happening here. And I was thinking that, and I was studying this a few months ago, that every time the children of Israel departed, every time they went from the Red Sea and they began to go, first thing they did was they complained and they murmured. And then they were at Sinai for a year and they're in the presence of God and they go and they complain and they murmur. Amen. And so the Bible says, let's not be like those guys. Tell your neighbor, don't be like those guys. All right. And so when there is change and there is movement, let's keep our eyes on Jesus. And let's use our words to build up one another. You know, in a church of this size, 4,000 plus people call this church home, there will always be conflict, won't there? Some of you had conflict in the parking lot before you even got here, all right? So Jesus said it's going to happen. But you know what? We've been given his word. We can resolve it. We can resolve it with love, with forgiveness, and we can come together rather than being driven apart.
Amen. Yeah. So more than ever, we need to allow the oil of the Holy Spirit within us to unite us and to ignite us. To unite us. Walker just said it. Satan doesn't want this vision to come to pass. He doesn't want that. And he messes with you. That's what he does. And he messes with the way things happen at church. It gets inside of you. Don't allow that.
Amen.
You need to unite and be ignited. Together, we are a blazing torch for Lusaka. And individually, a light to our places of influence. Our families, our communities, and our workplaces. So let's all do our part as we go forward and look forward to the next 20 years and run the race that God has set before us, individually and corporately as the body of Christ.
Amen. Amen. Shall we pray? Father, we are so thankful as we have celebrated and looked to you and, Father, thinking about the people that you've used to bring Miracle Life to this date in history. And Lord, we know that it is only because of you. And Father, we, as we pause and we say thank you, Father, thank you that Haley and I, that you sent us here and we got to be a part. And Father, for this season, and Lord, for this part of the relay race, we get to be part of this team and wear this jersey, God. And Father, we thank you that all of us will also take this time today, Lord, to say, Father, use me. Use me here, in this body, in this place. And Father, we are a very, very church of diversity. And it's because you planned it that way, God, and you gave many different gifts and flavors into your church world. And God, Lord, may you be glorified as we see you, express you, and give our gifts here. Father, we thank you, Lord, just like we saw in Acts chapter 6. Lord, we thank you for your anointing that will rest upon new heads and new people and new places, Father. As, Lord, there is more to do, Father. Thank you that some here, Father, that don't even know that this is who we're talking about right now, Father, but they'll accept your anointing, God. They'll accept your mandate upon their life, and they'll say yes to you, to your will, and to your way. God, I remember being in Johannesburg wrestling with coming here, and you helped me to say yes. I'm so thankful that I didn't say no and miss this joyous, wonderful celebration, this journey. God, I ask you, Lord, for future connection group leaders. Father, for those that will give of time and service, of money, God, those who will serve our children, Father, who will help raise up men and women in this place to be coaches and mentors. Lord, thank you that all of us will say yes to your will and to your way. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We love you. We bless you. And just in this moment, I just ask you, if this is your church, if you're a visitor, we're so glad you're here. We hope you've been inspired. But if this is your church home, I would just ask you right now, just to reflect between you and the Lord, what is it that God's asking you to say yes to? What is he saying yes to? And I typically, whenever you say yes, there's a cost. There's some kind of a sacrifice. There may be something that you feel like I'm giving up. But boy, I've discovered there's so much more on the other side of yes than there is resisting the Lord. And so let's just consecrate our hearts, Father. We love you. We thank you that Jesus laid down his life for us, and we will do this for the next generation, for the next 10 and 20 years of Miracle Life. God, use us as we lay down our lives, Father, for those who are coming behind us, those who are not here yet, Father, that are still broken and hurting. Father, use us in Jesus' name. With every head bowed, every eye closed, if you're here today, you don't know Jesus Christ. This was a wonderful celebration, and we were looking to the Lord. And it's about a church family. But there's a bigger family than this one. It's God's family. It's a family of heaven. And there is God as the Father and Jesus Christ as our elder brother. But you see, when we were born into this world, we were born into a different family, family of sin, separated from God. And we cannot be reunited with God through good works, through religion, through being baptized. Nothing, no human effort can do it. It only takes the saving grace of Jesus Christ. And so Jesus died on a cross. He was raised from the dead. And what the Bible teaches us is that when we put our faith in him individually, we trust him. The Bible says we're saved. We go from death to life. We who were not a people become a people. You can be in the family of God today. If you're here today and you don't know Jesus, you're not in the family of God, you can be. You can make a decision today. If you are far from God, maybe you're a backslidden Christian, well, come home today. Come home to your Father because he loves you He has a great plan for your life. With every head bowed, every eye closed, we're going to pray today. And if that's you, you say, Pastor, I don't know Jesus, but I'd want to. I'm far away from God, but I'm coming home. On the count of three, we're going to raise up our hands and we're going to ask Jesus into our heart. If that's you, ready? One, two, three. Just lift up your hands. Say, that's me. God bless you. Thank you. God bless you. Over here, all the way in the back. Thank you. God bless you. Wonderful. Thank you, young man. Who else will say, that's me? I need Jesus. I need to come home to Him. Anyone else before we pray? Thank you, Lord. Let's all stand to our feet. Again, we've got a big, big plan for the rest of, before the next service comes. So please don't go anywhere. Pastor Benjamin's going to tell you what to do. But if you lifted up your hand, or you should have lifted up your hand, you want to lift up your hand, just come up front right now. Bring your handbag, your Bible, whatever you brought to church today, and just come and let's pray together. Let's watch a miracle happen in your life. Just come from over here. There was one over here, here. Let's give these folks a big hand clap as they're coming. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Let's let them know we love them. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Wonderful. Anyone else before we pray? Now, all of our help, the grace and the mercy that we need, it comes from God. It comes from heaven. So I'm just to ask you to just to lift up one of your hands to heaven as we pray today. Just say this with me. Say, God, I believe that you love me. You sent Jesus to die in my place. He was raised from the dead. Jesus, be my Lord. Be my Savior. I give my heart, my life to you. I'm in the family of God, and I will walk with you for the rest of my days. In your name I pray. Amen. Amen. If you guys would just look at...